Hello, it's Guy Pacha with the weekly Pele report for October 27th of 2021. And I am back from the deserts of Dubai. It's a little cooler here in North Carolina. It's just about Halloween time. The trees and leaves are all changing colors. And back here at Earth Haven to help my daughter build a house. But I wanted to show you this. This is like super cool here because that is a screen, and the water goes through that screen into a pipe, and then that pipe shoots down, the road. The creek goes over this way, okay, but that pipe runs down to a turbine, and they're making their electricity out of that turbine. I thought that would be cool to show you. All right, so that's the little hut. You see the water coming out of the pipe there. That's turning the turbine there, getting their electricity out of there. This is a little confluence here. A couple of creeks coming together. And yeah, I don't know. Creek kind of rolls along here, and I think I'll maybe take a little sauna over here in the community sauna house down by the creek. But yeah, I'm talking about this really, Pluto in the sign of Capricorn. The Pluto polarity point is in Cancer. It's been there since 2008, and it's going to stay there till 2023, 2024. And the Pluto polarity point is the path of evolution. And that path of evolution is happening now in Cancer. So, this puts an emphasis not only on, the moon and where she is, but, just on creating, a new foundation, a new home life. And then you put that together with Jupiter and Saturn transiting through Aquarius. And it does really kind of point to us finding new ways of creating communities that are supporting, self-sustaining, and of like-minded souls for our own psychological, emotional well-being is what I really want to point out to today. And I'm doing this also, of course, because Mars is transiting into Scorpio. This week, I want to be talking about that. The sun is already in Scorpio and coming into a square with Saturn. And that square will be happening all week, basically. Sun's at 4 degrees right now, and Saturn is at 7. So this is going on for a while. And that, that's big. And then Mars is going to be joining it, in that square later on next week. At the same time, Mercury in late Libra is coming into a square with Pluto. So we've got this kind of, Pluto, Scorpio, Aquarius energy going on. And yeah, last but not least, I think I'm going to talk a little bit about the North Node of the Moon is in Gemini for only a couple more months. And we want to, we want to maximize, that is the other side of the evolutionary journey, is both the Pluto polarity point in Cancer and that North Node of the Moon in Gemini. So the Moon herself is now moving through Cancer. As I'm speaking, she's going to be going into Leo, and really she's opposite the Pluto, like right now. But she'll be coming into a trine with Uranus by Sunday, and opposing Neptune, trining Pluto by next Monday. So let's talk about that. All right, everybody. I'm a little short of words today. Oh my God, what can I say? I don't know what to say. Moon is in Cancer. Got all these feelings. Oh, man. Coming back to the old U.S. of A. After the Middle East and Europe and a couple of days, you know, wearing a mask on a freaking plane, arguing with the guy at the airport, you know, that the mask I had wasn't FDA approved. And yeah, wow, you know, just kind of being exposed to a lot of different types of situations, being kind of the only one in Dubai not wearing a mask. In the hotels and restaurants and taxi cabs, you know, it's just everyone masked. And these masks are just bugging me so bad. It's, you know, prisoners, thieves, and slaves throughout history have worn masks. And this enslaving of the mass population that I see happening around the world, and I read about it, and I, you know, people send me things, and I really see this age of Aquarius coming into a different reality than the new paradigm that I envisioned. And I'm, you know, I think we are all needing to make a lot of adjustments, and adjustments. Is the 150 degree quincunx aspect in astrology. We have a couple quincunxes going on now. You know, right now the moon is quincunx Venus and Jupiter making a yod, but I don't want to get too stuck on the technicalities. What's going on here is Mars and the Sun now in Scorpio. And Scorpio is, you know, ruled by Pluto, the force of evolution. And this evolutionary growth in Scorpio is through merging, uniting, and connecting with these forces beyond our control. Other people, banks, Mother Nature, and, you know, Taurus is the opposite. Taurus is I'm self-sufficient. I find everything within myself and I develop myself, you know, through going inward. And Scorpio is I develop myself through merging and uniting with, you know, somebody who is rich so I can be richer, somebody who's smart so I can be smarter, somebody who's charismatic because I want to, you know, come out of myself, you know, someone who's intelligent because I want to learn, you know, and not just people, but institutions. I'm going to, you know, I'm going to get a job with Google because I want to, you know, get rich and whatever, you know. So this connecting intimately, it's also sexuality, you know, in order to give birth to, you know, the future. And this Scorpio desire, you know, it's a water sign. It's emotionally attaching to those we love, to things we love, to positions that we love, to, you know, to all kinds of earthly, sensuous, physical, you know, objects, people. And this even kind of brings me to conveniences and just kind of doing things because it's easier and it's more convenient. And this is actually a tool that I feel is really being used against us these days. Been just seeing these things, how in the UK now the subway is, they're testing facial recognition where, you know, you just walk through and it recognizes your face, even with a mask on. It recognizes your face and automatically deducts the payment for the subway out of your bank account. You know, this is Jupiter and Saturn in Aquarius are, you know, just this whole artificial intelligence, this whole transhumanism, this whole use of technology, you know, by the state, by the government, by the banking systems. you know, in order to, what I feel is, enslave the population. And this is also happening. There's 220,000 facial recognition surveillance cameras installed in Moscow now, where the government has said, you know, they are going to use them and be able to tell, you know, the groups, you know, of who you hang around with. So when you're walking down the street, they're going to see your friends. And then if you're in a protest, they can track down your friends. And you know, this is just like really what I consider to be the wrong use of technology. As well as I feel the nanotechnology, the nanobots that they're injecting into people now. And these nanobots are basically nanoparticle-sized robots that can be controlled through 5G and can penetrate, okay, the blood-brain barrier, boom, and actually, you know, construct, you know, new constructions in your blood system, in your brain, remotely. The technology is far, there's been a lot of covert technology going on. And, you know, there's been kind of a distraction, you know, with all of our health institutions and health matters, you know, while all of this technology, you know, they're shooting tens of thousands of 5G satellites, you know, up, you know, so that every inch of planet Earth is, you know, covered by 5G. And I'll make an astrological prediction that this 5G is connected in some ways to the jab and the injection and the nanotechnology. And they're going to flip a switch. And there's going to be stuff going on inside your brain and inside your body and inside you, directly connected to some greater computer technological system installed by governmental and even probably non-governmental, even worse, collaborators, nefarious criminals that are in some ways, just not in some ways, in many ways, you know, attempting to dominate and control the future of humanity. And these people are after kind of using technology to gain immortality. This is the ultimate extreme use of materialism. And Rudolf Steiner, you know, addressed this. I have addressed this before. The incarnation of Ahriman is this ultimate, you know, understanding that the material world is all that there is. And attempting to eradicate from human consciousness the idea of soul and spirit, and be done, do away with these, you know, these crazy soul spiritual astrologers, yogis and yoginis, and da 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 da, and gain immortality through these physical bodies by turning these physical bodies into machines. Oh, it's just amazing what's happening here. Don't forget, you know, this age of Aquarius is 2,000 years. So we're just at the threshold. We're just at the beginning of this huge cycle. And part of what Rudolf Steiner says is it is just recognizing, recognition. Let us not go into denial and avoidance and escapism and say, oh, these are just theories, and oh, this really isn't happening, and oh, it's all going to be good, and it's really, there's this, you know, big awakening into the fifth dimension, and da-da-da-da. This is where I get into, you know, today's mantra that we're living in a paradox. This paradox, okay, the third dimension of ego consciousness, Mercury, left brain consciousness, is just about right, wrong, good, bad, yes, no, black, white, night, day, plus, minus, male, female. It's binary. Boom. And yes, indeed, we are spiritual beings that live in a multidimensional reality, and our consciousness does extend into this fifth dimension, into the quantum field, where opposites coexist. And we are evolving. We are getting pushed into this fifth dimension where opposites coexist, where there is good and evil. Okay? You know, there is right and wrong. And part of this is, you know, the paradox, we need to be tolerant. We need to kind of expand our tolerance and our ability to live with these, what should cancel each other out, not canceling each other out. You would think that as humanity evolves, we would solve our problems. That as we become more conscious, more intelligent, more powerful, more technological, that we would use all of our resources to solve our, clean up the environment, house the homeless, feed the hungry, that life would improve on planet Earth. I mean, you would think that, the paradox is it's not happening. Right? I mean, we are ascending in some ways and we are descending in other ways. Life is getting better for some and it's getting absolutely, unbearable for others. And it's, we're faced every day, we're bombarded with more, information, about what is happening in our world, and it is extremely disturbing on so many levels. And of course, we know that that much of this mass media is owned by Vanguard and BlackRock, and it's just in the hands of a very small control group monitoring what most people are exposed to in terms of what is actually happening in the world. And so it becomes more and more and more important in some ways to detach. Aquarius has to do with non-attachment. Jupiter and Saturn moving through Aquarius is we need to step out of mainstream. We need to step out of the ordinary, normal, conventional, established modes of activity, of creating income, of creating financial and emotional security, even of our relationships. This is a time of starting new relationships and ending old relationships. Scorpio is both the death of the old, as well as merging and uniting and connecting with the new, which is Aquarius. And this Saturn, in Aquarius, squaring the Sun in Scorpio, is just really kind of saying that it's time to restructure our relationships based upon our evolutionary needs. Is whatever you are related to, be it a person, place, thing, job, position, is it in your evolutionary interest? And if it's not, it will be taken away. You may move away. It needs to transform in some way. That's why Scorpio has so much to do with therapy and shamanism and really diving deep down into the mysteries in order to transform our realities to create a new and different future. So I'm saying that now is a time of gathering together with like-minded souls and establishing a secure base from which we may safely rebel and attempt to educate, attempt to enlighten, you know the conventional, folks that are, just like really being brainwashed by so much of, the mainstream media that's going on now. So alternative communities is really where it's at. And reaching out of your bubble, and to connect with either other bubbles of like-minded souls so that we can create some kind of international resistance, to this attempt, at overthrowing the freedoms that are, part of the evolutionary destiny of the human race, and are being really threatened and really challenged right now. Kind of does bring me to another point. I've had some people, it's amazing. They say, don't make the Pele report political. Like astrology and spirituality is supposed to stay out of politics or something. I just want to remind everybody that, some of the origins of astrology, which is based on observation and correlation, goes back to the astrologer priests following the king started a war. Oh, look where Mars is. The queen had a baby. Look where, the moon and Venus are. It is political, And particularly now, I mean, it would be nice if I didn't have to get political, but the fact of the matter is, that political mandates are severely impacting every single person on this planet right now. I cannot do astrology, for the soul, without addressing the fact that my soul is impacted, by, the mass population masking themselves up. I mean, let's not get into denial, man. This is nuts. What's going on is nuts. I mean, the science is, coming out more and more and more and more, pointing to the fallacies and the lies and the deceptions, that are being perpetrated upon the masses by the minute through multiple sources. This is the Sagittarius South Node coming through this North Node in Gemini. And this is brings me back to today's mantra that we really need to discriminate. We really need to filter. We really need to be careful about what we are exposing our psyches to. Because we, the intention now is to overwhelm, the population, overwhelm the masses with negative information, lowering the morale, bringing everyone into more of a depression, more fear, more isolation, more and all of this is to weaken the general population, which therefore makes them more susceptible to control. And then have the authorities that be come in with with the solutions or the answers after they've created all these problems. So these are created problems so they can come in with their own methods of solutions that will totally rob us of our freedom, of our rights, of our liberties, the ability to pursue happiness and creativity. So we really need to, come together. We really need to resist. I'm going to be doing, something more outside these Pele reports here that'll be available. I already have What the Heck is Going On. It's a 90-minute presentation. I don't know if you've seen it yet. I'll put the link below in the notes. You click on Show More, and that reveals all the links that I have to my website and other activities going on now. But let me just close today, you know, with basically, you know, I'm living in the paradox, both powerful and powerless. The more careful I am of what I take in, the easier life will be to digest. There's power in what I know and can control. There's powerlessness in what I don't know and I can't control. So yes, you know, the more that we really exercise some control over our lives, over our destiny, over our future, and we make decisions based on this Pluto polarity point, Cancer, my emotional needs, my family needs, my inner emotional health and well-being. We want to base our decisions on these fundamentals more so than on all, you know, getting, you know, swept up and swept away with, you know, so much of what is false and is being perpetrated, you know, through so many channels to so many people. So let's focus on deepening these interpersonal relationships with those who really understand and who know and are picking up the same frequency, and, you know, kind of disregard and step away from, you know, relationships that are not really, you know, with those who are awakened and who understand, so that we don't get into arguments or dissipating our energy, you know, in useless ways, but really conserve and contain that energy for, you know, purposeful, meaningful activity and conversation. It's like really super powerful, you know, to build that power, you know, and build that power together with others who are on the same page. And to really, you know, the idea of the paradox is to just like, okay, you know, yeah, these opposites are coexisting and I get to choose. It actually gives us a greater choice of realities. I'm going to choose this reality. You know, there's a whole bunch of them going on now. So we have, you know, in some ways more freedom, you know, to pick and choose what we want to, you know, believe, listen to, hang out with, cultivate, than before. But we need to kind of be careful that we don't get swept away into this collective unconscious, you know, negative mind programming with propaganda that's going on now. You know what I mean? Either you do or you don't. I mean, that's what's really happening now, you know. It's like everybody's true colors are coming out. And, we're either hanging out together for a long time and heading into the future together, or, you know, people are unsubscribing and going away. So, you know, so be it. So it is. In la kesh a la kin. Yeah. I'm living in the paradox. Both powerful and powerless. The more careful I am with what I take in, the easier life will be to digest. So, yeah, let's hang in there, and namaste, aloha, so much love. This is the latest project. You can see that's Carmen's old place there, and making it a bit larger. This is going to be the kitchen downstairs, going to knock out that interior wall. So it's going to be a great room, a kitchen downstairs, a door coming out to a deck out here, and then a stairway where that ladder is in the background that you can see is going to go upstairs. There's going to be a bathroom in there, yeah. Kitchen and a bathroom, stairs going up to the bedroom upstairs. That's a temporary wall in the middle because we have to build the trusses. So that's what I'm going to be doing. We cut the wood for the trusses now. This afternoon we'll be putting those trusses together and try to get them on there before it rains. It's supposed to rain on Thursday. So hot diggity dogs! I'm staying here at the Hutt Hamlet there. Those are the chickens. And the community kitchen is over there. You can see in the background there, there's the solar panel array that gets the some more energy. And then this is part of the gardens here going on. So I'm just talking about all this because we got Saturn and Jupiter both in Aquarius, which is the sign of community. And I'm going to talk more about that in the report.